What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we're in the business of winning football games. That's what we've set forth each and every day this offseason. And the people involved in this football program have each and every day shown me that they are up for the task. And what does that mean? Well, how many games are won and lost today? Zero. So you have to establish a standard and maintain it. And realistically, that's what we've been about from the beginning. But sometimes a re-emphasis or just emphasizing anything in general is very necessary.
That was Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Thank you, Woody. As Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, been out at minicamp the last couple days. He'll be out there today as they have a little walkthrough, and we'll meet with coach again yesterday. And I guess it's been going on a while. The old culture change. What are your thoughts?
Man, we could start in so many places with the culture change. I thought it was interesting yesterday that Bradley Chubb said we were lying last year when we said we were going to make culture change, that nothing changed. We stuck our toe in the water, but we didn't actually dive in. I thought that was very interesting. However, I'm not going to read too much into what one player says. I need to talk to other players, and I'll take you back to Jordan Brooks. After that Green Bay game, remember he said that he thought the team played soft in the cold weather. He's the only one who thought that. Jalen Waddle said that wasn't the case. Chop Robinson said it wasn't the case. Zach Sealer said it wasn't the case. So I'll kind of temper what Bradley Chubb said, but it's very interesting that that thought comes from in-house. That's not an outside thought. That's an inside thought. So something – that, you know, this whole culture change thing, I haven't seen any sign of culture change yet, but we know that it needs to happen in a big way at many levels.
What needs to change the most? I saw he really made it a priority again to say be on time. That one popped up again.
You know what, Joe? That's the least on my list. Look, I think the front office culture change has to, yes, front office culture change has to be number one. You don't reward mediocrity. Don't hand out those contract extensions after 2023 because you had a statistically good season. That's the number one thing that has to change. But also, you know, this locker room, I've got 30 years in pro sports, okay? 17 NFL, 10 NBA, 3 in baseball. This is the most chill, laid-back locker room I have ever been in. It's one of my favorites. The guys are great. You can get good information, but nobody has that necessary paranoia. Nobody's worried about getting cut. Nobody's worried about losing their job because it's kind of this best friend mentality, players coach. Your job is not on the line. You can go out there and perform however you want to. Remember when Adam Gase cut those three linemen? Like, there's no threat. that there's no threat of that happening on this Dolphins team. That has to change. And then you need some more dogs on this team. Just some more Christian Wilkins, Rob Hunt, Xavier Howard, Alandon Roberts, Deshaun Elliott, David Long Jr. There's different reasons that all those guys have been that aren't here anymore. Some are financial, some are personal, whatever. But the attitude, they're so nice. This team is so nice.
So you think that's a good thing that players aren't concerned about being cut or being disciplined or?
It's a bad thing, though.
Okay. I kind of took you in the wrong. I took it in the wrong way then. So yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are multiple things, and I'll tell you this also. You know, Tyreek Hill. This is my personal obsession. Tyreek Hill is supposed to be racing Noah Lyles, you know, and that's probably a bunch of BS. Tyreek had told us earlier in the offseason when he talked during OTAs that he was going to go out to L.A. on June 13th, which is tomorrow, and run a preliminary race. So I asked Mike McDaniel about it, and he acts like this race is not going to happen. I think Tyreek is an interesting jumping-off point for culture change from three perspectives. So you take the coaching perspective, and this is a thing that Tyreek is not talking about playing a charity golf tournament. This is a race where he could pull a hamstring and be out for the first 2 weeks of training camp. That affects the Dolphins. So I would at least like to hear Mike McDaniel say, well, you know, we know who Tyreek is training with. We know what he's doing. He's not going to risk anything. Like, they knew that Tua was training with John Beck, right? They knew what Tua was working on. This seems to be like more of Tyreek can do whatever the hell Tyreek wants to do, and we aren't going to say anything. That's kind of why I'm asking Mike McDaniel about it, and it's just, Tyreek, whatever. You need a change there. With the players with Tyreek, are you going to vote him a team captain again? If you don't, that's good culture change, because you're saying we're not going to tolerate this mess. And then from Tyreek himself, why not just say this race is off? I'm gonna focus on football. That would be culture change, where people would go, okay, Tyreek is serious about this. So culture change in many ways on many levels. I haven't seen it yet, but it is definitely necessary.
Well, hey, I want to ask you.
You kind of ran through a gambit right
there.
Well,
I'll tell you what. This looks like. By the way, Perk. Perk, this is an article not too many days ago. I was wondering about the reaction. You went at it pretty good with some of those topics. How'd that go over with the pre-minicamp thoughts that you had?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. I've heard stuff from the building about other stuff that I've written that they haven't been happy about it. I haven't heard anything about this, but look, you know, these changes need to be made, and this needs to be said. Look, I'm going to tell you this. I think that Mike McDaniel is most responsible for this, not Chris Greer, not the players. This is Mike McDaniel. He's got to change. He's the one who affects the culture of this team more than anybody. And if he's not going to be the adult in the room, again, Mike doesn't have to go from being player's coach to hard ass. Just be an adult. Put your foot down. And I have not seen evidence of that yet.
Hey, so let's talk about the two holdouts. One did not show up. The other guy did show up, Jonnu and obviously Zach Sealer. We need both players, obviously. Do they get a new deal? Because they're seeing what happened a year ago, going, hey, we saw a lot of guys taken care of. It's our turn. We've outplayed these contracts.
It's interesting. You know, I think that really one of the things here is they're getting to the head of the line. I think I've told you guys this before, that to me, at the end of this season, you know, you're going to have Jalen Phillips. He's playing on his fifth-year option. And then Devon Achane, he's going to, at the end of he has 2 years left. At the end of this year, he'll have 1 year left. If I'm Drew Rosenhaus, I want to get my two guys, Jonnu and Zach Sealer, at the head of the line. Because if Achane and Jalen Phillips both have a good season, there might not be much money left. So I'm getting my guys at the head of the line right now. I think both will be with the Dolphins, but with both turning 30, how much do you want to pay a 31, 32-year-old Jonnu Smith and a 31, 32-year-old Zach Sealer? To me, it's probably the back end of the contract more than the front end of the contract.
What about Jalen Ramsey? When does the deal get done? You know, and do you expect him to bring another veteran cornerback in?
I don't know when the Ramsey deal gets done. My thought is that's probably a compensation deal of how much do the Dolphins want to pay of Ramsey's salary? How much will the new team pay of Ramsey's salary? I think he's owed $20 million, I believe. I don't think the compensation, you know, fourth or fifth round pick, I don't think that's going to be a big deal. I think more of the deal is who's going to pay what of the money that's owed to Jalen Ramsey. And, yeah, they're going to have to get – they've got to get another cornerback. They've got to get a veteran cornerback. I've seen the guys out there, and no disrespect to any of them, they don't have a starting boundary corner on that team. Cater is a good starting slot. You look on the boundary with Cam Smith and Kendall Sheffield and Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, all of the rest of these guys, they work hard, they bust their butt. I'm not sure that a single one of them is a starting caliber NFL cornerback.
Well, they had Sheffield playing a lot during the practice that I saw on the other side of Cater. So I don't know. That's going to be. I agree with that. But from a coaching standpoint, from you, let's go back to where you're talking about the culture of this locker room. How does Mike become from? Look, I have a hard time seeing how a coach can be a disciplinarian when he looks like he's their best friends and there's been chaos in the locker room. Guys coming early, guys coming late. All the things that he said has gone on. That's on him. The culture change.
Yep.
And I understand. Look, I like the idea of playing the younger guys. I like the idea of let's get these guys in the preseason early. Well, let's see what they can do and see if we can get some of those guys that even in the latter picks that can
play a lot of young guys.
And let's get rid of the guys that have been here for 3 or 4 years that have always dashed and shown up in minicamp and then you're in their AOL, AWOL for the regular season. Let's get rid of them and give somebody else a chance to fill that void.
Yeah, Bo, that's exactly what you do. And look, Mike McDaniel told us that the fines, the money has not worked. So, look, what do players value more than that? Playing time. And it's going to be, you know, it might hurt.
Yeah, but
team.
You take playing time away from guys. You're hurting the team. You're hurting the team because you got a guy that should be starting, but he can't be disciplined enough to get there on time. And so now you're going to penalize the rest of the team.
He's in a little bit of a
quagmire as far as I'm concerned of trying to become the guy that's because he's the guy. The head coach is the guy. I don't care who the head coach is. I don't care if it's Mike Tomlin. I don't care if it's Dan Campbell. I don't care if it's any of these coaches out here. The bottom line for them, they've got to discipline their team, and they've got to be the guy that sets the pattern that you be here when it's the old lock the door policy. You know, you're not here. You're a minute late. I'm going to lock the door, and you're not going to be in the meeting.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to happen.
But I will tell you one thing I don't think is going to work, Perk and Bo. He's talking about players telling other players like, hey, dude, you're not doing it the right way. That's BS what you're doing. Most guys, I would have never done that to the biggest screw-up on the team because most of the guys were better than I was on my team. They go, dude, really? You need to shut up. Don't worry about what I do. Boy, that to me goes back to the coach, Perk. I don't know about player telling player how to play. Like Tua. Tua's going to say something. They're going, yeah, Tua, I want to hear from you. You missed 6 games last year. Like, it's got to come from coaches.
Yeah.
I agree, man. A lot easier coming from the
coach. And look,
and
I think Mike knows that to a degree. My question is, can he take that leap? Because he's been a player-friendly coach since he's been here.
You guys don't think behind the scenes, Bo and Perk, that he gets after guys?
No,
he's got to get after
him
a little bit.
Look, I've heard plenty of times that, you know, there's one place that nobody knows what goes on except for the team. And that's when you're in that meeting room and the doors are closed and you're watching those tapes, those practice tapes, and especially the game tapes. And I've heard when they review those that Mike's pretty tough on those guys.
Good.
But if you're going to be tough on those guys there, you got to be just as tough on them on the practice field. You know, you got to, instead of hugging a guy, walk over and go, hey, you remember what we talked about in the meeting room? You just did it again right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's – and I don't know – you know, I don't know if that's the case.
Hey, before I forget, the Cam Smith thing, because some of these young guys are going to have to play. Second-year or third-year players are going to have to play because we got a lot of them. What do you think of Cam Smith? Getting any better? Lights going on at all for you, Perk?
No, I haven't seen it. You know, okay, Cam's body language is
there you
just,
go, Perk. I was just about, body language, not good.
Right, and I don't like to get into that aspect during OTAs and mini camp, but this is a continual thing. This is a years-long thing. And, yeah, Bo, you just don't see that bounce, that eagerness, that he doesn't look like he wants to be there on the practice field at that moment. He just kind of, whatever, this is football. I want to see some fire. I want to see some fight. I want to see that you want to take this guy out in the next play. You don't see that fire from Cam Smith. I just don't think it's there. Like they used to say in Texas, that dog won't hunt. I mean, it's just not there.
Well, I got to tell you, there is going to be some good news. I can't wait to see these defensive linemen, everybody. I know we're sitting here talking about that, but it looks like that's going to be a fun group to watch. And then seeing this offensive line develop once they get Daniels back healthy, completely healthy for camp. But anyway, hey, Perk, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, guys, anytime.
A little scorched turf there, Perk.
Boy, Perk brought the game on. He brought it on. Ooh. I thought it was done. He had a little buildup.
He stepped up to the first string right there.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Perk, I thought that article, maybe he got it out in that article, but he wasn't done. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Hey, Bo, I'm telling everybody, you hear me on Saturday night, guys go, hey, how's that ED low T thing? It's gone. I finally got rid of it. Thank God, man. I got to tell you, when your wife starts making excuses for you, oh, you're just stressed out. That's why nothing worked. It's just like, babe, stop, man. I got ED and low T. It's embarrassing. It is. It is embarrassing to have, but it happens to every guy out there, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic works, and I went. I'm sitting there laughing with Bo, and they laugh at me Saturday night and ask, and then they go, hey, you got any extra? But I got to tell you, man, it's from energy level to your sex drive back to just, hey, man, when you're more active, you keep your weight down. It's a lot easier. The stress, the little form of depression from time to time when you got full-blown low T, man, I'm just telling you, getting rid of it and get my numbers where they need to be and have an Atlantic Men's Clinic do all the testing and meet with their professionals to put me on a program that was perfect for me. And that's what they did, and that's what they're going to do for you. And if you're going through this, it's normal because it can happen to every guy out there. Some guys in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, it's going to happen. And I've been lucky. It didn't happen until the 60s, but boy, it hit me hard. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. AtlanticMensClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's get you some weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 81 degrees. Looks like a little rain here at 9 o'clock, and that'll be it for the rain, Joe.
All right, Woody. And, hey, Perk was on fire today. Ooh, holy smokes. He got one more day with the coach, too. They got a walkthrough today, and then Coach going to talk?
Yeah, you know, I wonder if they're going to do a walkthrough. Because a lot of times, I think some of these teams will do like they'll take a team bonding day.
Yeah.
They'll go do something. I got
to hit the golf, that golf
or
place.
Whatever,
right.
Yeah. But just something to you know. And I think this, you know, I've been around this. I think this group, when you see them as a group, they're really, I think they're really a tight team, you know, which can help. And I think if they're a tight team, and if Mike wants to change the culture, I think it would be easier with a team like that than a team that's kind of fractured. No, this group's there and that group's there. And that
so I feel there. Better about the character of this group.
I do too.
I do. Now the question is, do we have enough talent? Yeah.
Well, like,
they'll coach them up. I think they got really good coaches.
You know,
it's just.
You don't see much in a mini camp. But what I've seen in the young group, I'm like you, that defensive group. Those three tackles, those three DTs.
I can't wait, Sam.
That they and I
all
tell you
320
what,
plus.
Kenneth Grant, Jordan Phillips. I tell you, they both look. They're not big fat guys. They're athletic. And I tell you what, and this is a big stretch. But the kid Zeke Biggers, they got.
He's a huge guy.
I mean, he is a huge guy.
All and, played and, a lot of football.
And he's not a big lumbery guy. I mean, he's you know. So when I go to mini camp, I'm looking at. Guys doing I'm looking at fundamentals, I'm looking at technique, and I'm looking at body type. I don't care if you caught a touchdown pass, I don't care if the quarterback threw an interception, I don't care if you got a fake sack and this and that. But I'm just looking for the basics of these guys. And from what I've seen from them and the guys on the offensive line, we haven't seen Daniels play because he's still rehabbing, but I feel good about Patrick Paul. You got in you got on the other side. You got
Austin Jackson
coming back. He looks good, and then you put in the guards.
James Daniels.
No, well, James Daniel, but the
Savanaya.
Yeah, you put him in. He looks good. And look, Joe, you know you're a West Coast guy. I've played with a lot of Samoan guys. I love Samoan guys.
I have four or five.
I
of
love
those guys
Samoan right. guys good. On the football field.
You know who's figured that out? Ask Mario Cristobal.
Yeah, I love him.
Mario had him had a bunch of those guys from the West Coast.
Yep.
By the way, a lot of them went. Savanai went same high school that Tua went to.
Yeah, in Hawaii, right? In
St. Louis. It was St. Louis High School.
Yeah.
Just a little powerhouse.
And all they're really really good. You know, they're really good guys to play with. So I'm pretty optimistic on. What the defensive front's going to be, and particularly that offensive line, which is going to be, you know, Ingle was talking yesterday about, you know, the fullback's chore. I think those guys are going to make his chore a little easier, and certainly, hopefully, keep Tua and give him a little extra time to put the ball in the air.
Well, you know what? After we get through all this stuff, Tua needs to stay healthy 17 games, and he knows it, and he's been talking about it during this camp. But also, the other two, and there's a lot of articles today, is Chubb and Phillips.
Yeah.
Chubb was out all of last year. Yeah. Phillips missed 12 games the last 2 years. We need both those guys to stay healthy because you see their numbers when they play, and you can do the math. They get a lot of sacks and a lot of pressures along with Chop.
Yeah.
We'd be in good shape. So it will be interesting once we get past this thing they're trying to build up right now and the culture thing. But I do agree, after a while, I would think they get tired of hearing about all these same things. You would just think that, like, do something about it.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that happens. Hey, we got to get all caught up here. We've got a lot of stuff going on this morning, and we're gonna check in on this game for tonight. We'll have more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk and get set for big game four after just a complete ass whooping 6-1 win, just incredible. Ooh. 2 wins away from back-to-back Stanley Cup championship. I know it's not going to be easy, man. I know it's not like they're going to fold a tent over there. And Edmonton's going to come out and give you the best shot that they have. And just all the great stories. We always talk about Bo, who plays great in these big games, and Marchand and Sam Bennett and Big Bob. Have been some great stories. Great stories with this team.
You look at this team, and you know, they've got Draisaitl and McDavid. And I was talking to someone about this. I said, you know, those are probably the two best guys on the ice, right? Both of them, maybe you know. But when you look at the depth of the Panthers, you go down to the third shift. You don't lose a whole lot.
You feel that way. And I hear everybody tells me they know a lot more about hockey than I do. The Barkov is really frigging good.
Like, yeah.
Don't watch and see what the stat sheet. He's really good. But I agree with you. They got a whole bunch of really good players, really, really good players.
And then I think whether you place those two guys and where you place the two top players for the Panthers, when you get past those two players, that in a depth chart,
I don't know who the second best player is right now.
They've got a lot. I think the Panthers have a lot more balance, talent.
Look at what Marchand's done with the third line by himself, and Sam Bennett is just out of his mind right now, and Verhaeghe and Reinhardt.
You guys, like Rodriguez and those guys contributing, all good doing stuff. Yeah.
Hey, listen, and they believe, they got a confidence, and they play their – whatever system you put in for them, Bo, they're all in on. You don't have to worry about them. Hey, we're going to change it tonight. And they play, as you said earlier when you got in, their ass plays – hard every night. We're going to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to. It is hurricane season, man. It's protect your home. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing says protect your home. And if you haven't done it and you have an old leaky roof, replace your old roof right now and pay later. How's that help? Pay later, get it done now. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows, low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. Talk to their professionals. They cover all of South Florida for you with quality work. Hey, you've been thinking about getting those Impact Windows and Doors or that new roof or getting everything done? Hey, remember Loctite Impact. They can do it for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, before we get back to the show here, I want to let you know I'll be at Waxy's Irish Pub in Fort Lauderdale Thursday, June 19th at 3 o'clock for a FIFA Club World Cup watch party. We'll be giving away tickets every 30 minutes to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. Come to Waxy's Irish Pub, watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice-cold beer specials. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com, Joe.
All right, Woody. Sounds good, man. And two wins away from God. Seemed like just yesterday we couldn't fill the Panther Arena up. It felt like not too long ago.
Well, can't fill arena. Bring up, Joe. There's a rumor going around that you might be making an appearance at the game tonight.
I am going.
Which is gonna be rough on you tomorrow morning.
Yes, it is. But that's all right. By the way, if I'm going, I'm going. And you know what that means? A little bit of.
Well, you know what?
A little bit of drinking.
If you don't go tonight, you may not get to see.
That's what I'm thinking.
They may come back with a cup, and you won't get a bird's eye view of it.
So anyway, yeah, big old game tonight, and we'll have more stuff coming up here to get to as we continue on, and we'll go and we'll be talking about that, Bo. This U.S. Open, Oakmont Country Club here real quickly.
Man.
Have you ever played it?
No. No.
Bo,
no.
Why would you want to play that course?
Well, look, they don't keep it. They shorten it. These guys are playing from all the way back.
Yeah.
So they.
But
every part of it's rough.
They make it easier.
They make it easier for them. Don't believe me. The members aren't playing. Look, they're playing the course. But they don't have all that rough, and
they don't play that par three at 300 yards.
No, okay. They probably slow the greens down a little bit, but they want to. These guys,
they're on ice, man.
So I saw a bit yesterday where they were talking to the player. They talked to Justin Thomas and all these guys are saying, "Hey, how what do you think a scratch player like that's an amateur scratch player would shoot on Oakmont as it's set up?" They're going like. You know, 120 maybe, you know.
Were they serious?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say 90.
No. So I saw one guy on one of the holes in a practice round. He was 100 yards to the pin, right? So he's in the fairway. He putted the ball, putted it, and hit it like 8 feet from the pin. It rolled 100 yards to the pin.
So you're saying it's hard to keep that ball. Well, with your irons on the green.
So everything kind of slopes to the sides.
Oh, man.
There's trouble on the sides. There's bunkers all over. And there's, you know, you notice there's no trees in that golf course.
No, I saw that.
There's no water on that golf course.
Side angle.
It's just a contour.
Sand traps, yeah.
And you got the green. They say the greens You know, like if you miss a green, you miss a putt, maybe hit a putt, maybe that normally would be, you know, like, you know, a foot past the hole, it could go off the green.
Yeah.
So.
I like this now.
I love
it. It's the only time they do really do it to make it this difficult.
The U.S. Open is always, you know.
They want it. We'll take it.
And the players want it. The players love, you know, they're going to bitch about it. They're going to, you know, get frustrated by it. But this is what they want in a U.S. Open.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not fair, but I agree. They know. And by the way, it's been like this forever. Yeah. So it's like, it's not something new.
So to me, this is, you know, of all the four majors, to me, this is the best. Like, to me, the Masters is probably the
Masters must watch.
Easiest one to win.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
because they play it every year. Same, and half of the field can't. You know, it's the amateur guys, it's the old guys. You know, but this is the best players at playing at their best.
Yeah,
and so it's well, I love this weekend.
I can't wait to see what these scores look like by tomorrow. By the time we check out on a Friday, hey, guy checking in with us right now. Well, I'll tell you what, it's smoking hot. If you haven't been to Las Olas Catch and Cut, there's a man up there running the big show named Chef Andre, and he joins us right now. Chef, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good to have you.
Hey, I drove by the restaurant the other day on my way and seeing my family down there, my kids. I saw a couple of new flags out there in front.
Yeah,
they look real good.
Not right. Not right at all.
Yeah.
I actually put a petition in the city to change the flag. So yeah. I don't mind the Panther flags, which we have right now.
He got his Boston Bruin flags there, but they're stuck back in the storage room somewhere, getting dust on.
Yeah, it was really. I will tell you, you know, we had the Dolphins in last week. We had the whole offensive team in, and let me tell you, they were true gentlemen. I have to give them that much respect. They did a really good job there, very well behaved. I tried to pull Tua aside and say, what would it take to throw two games? stakes for life, but it didn't happen. But they had a good time, and it was good to have them in the restaurant. Really good to have them.
Hey, Chef, let's get right to it. We need that to be two wins. And I know you guys got a lot better, but the Miami Dolphins need to beat again the Patriots twice. And if that changes – boy, it's going to be rough for you. They might be the most improved team in football from what they've added.
I think from a free agent standpoint, you know the first free agency and the draft that they've got going. And I like the quarterback. It may be neck and neck in this.
Drake May is looking like the real deal. Yeah. Hey, Chef, let's get to the good, juicy stuff, man. Over there at the restaurant, man, sushi, unbelievable. Probably don't talk enough about what you set up there with that because we get caught up in the great steaks and that unbelievable fish. What do you got going on right now?
Yeah, right now on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights up in the balcony, we have sushi night, 25% off our sushi menu. And our sushi is doing fantastic. Chef Yomo, let me tell you, he's a true craftsman at what he does. We're starting to work well together. We're creating some fun flavors of rolls and just having a really good time with it at this point.
You know, I noticed on the menu, you've got a sushi tasting deal. It's tasting where he pairs sushi with sake, and you do a pairing deal.
Yeah, wow. We just rolled that out.
Love sake.
Rolled that out weeks ago, and that's doing really well for us. And listen, it's a fun restaurant. It's really coming together. We're still learning where we fit in on Las Olas, but I think from our customer reviews and our return of our customers have been off the charts. So that's really good to see.
Hey, let's talk about what else besides dinner. We got our brunch. We got some special things. Just help everybody. Get them caught up on everything going on. What days?
Yeah, we do work.
Well, we just...
Oh, we have some good wine dinners coming in this week. And we'll go from there.
We missed the first part, Chef, of what you said. Did you mention a brunch or anything? You got cut out on us.
We have our Sunday brunch that we've been rolling, and we're slowly growing that, figuring out where we fit with that.
All right.
Excited about that. And just figuring out where we go.
Well, before I got to let you know, you get a little competition. Gene the Dream is trying to edge in on your, hey, why don't you get me on the show on Thursdays a little bit?
You know what?
Gene's kind of
the Dream. By the way, what a character, man. We need him. He's A plus. That guy he's beautiful.
I heard you ran into at the Panther game the other day.
He was at the Panther game. But I'll tell you what, Gene's one of the great servers that's been in South Florida for a long time. But we have a lot of great servers. We have a lot of the staff there that takes care of our customers. Wow, you put a first-class team together there.
I just think it's funny. Everybody's starting to go now. I got more and more people going, hey, went over there, man. It was great. And, yeah, a lot of compliments, Chef. Great stuff going on. And valet parking. Yep. So don't worry about the parking on Crazy Las Olas with it being so crazy over there. Chef, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen, and let's go Panthers tonight.
There you go.
Well, you got that right. Now you're starting to sound like home cooking there, Chef. That's good stuff right there. Chef Andre, go Panthers, man, go Panthers. Hey, we've got a lot more, speaking of the Panthers, that we're going to get into here. We'll be talking to them coming up here a little bit in just a second here. But first, got to get caught up, feeling stuck in the sidelines. It happens to everybody, anxiety, depression, a lot of people. Maybe even leaning a little bit too much on the booze these days. Every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care. I just can't say enough about the programs, success rate, what they're doing to help people out. Get out of that funk you've been in. No judgment, just results. Most insurance is accepted. Time to call an audible. Are you ready? Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.